The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Well, hi, this is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured from no fault of their own, please contact Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Whether auto or work-related, slip and fall, trip and fall, construction accidents, dog bite, medical malpractice, or nursing home neglect, or various other types of negligence, please contact me at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg by visiting me at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. I will represent you with integrity and passion. Living in pain from no fault of your own can be emotionally and physically detrimental and affect all aspects of your life. Please contact me, Ken Auerbach, at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900 for an immediate and free consultation and the support and representation you deserve. Well, hi, everyone. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg. Welcome back to our program, From No Fault of Your Own. As you know, it's our goal to give you an insider's view of bringing and proceeding with various types of personal injury actions caused by the negligence of some other parties. And among these areas that we have explored and we will continue to explore are car accidents, trip and slip and falls, construction accidents, medical malpractice, dog bites, nursing home neglect, products liability, and many, many other circumstances of negligence and the serious injuries that often occur. And through our journey together, hopefully, we have removed some of the mystery and will continue to remove some of the mystery and uncertainty and help you feel both empowered, knowledgeable, and confident in the process. I have my amazing associate, Amanda Spinner, with us here today. I know you folks out there love Amanda, and I love her too. And welcome, Amanda, to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And so before we get started, Amanda, how was your weekend?
I had a very eventful weekend. It was a very sports-filled weekend Sunday for me. I saw the Jets play, and I also saw the Rangers.
Well, at least you're pretty assured that you'll have one loss in that whole group there with the Jets. They usually are very consistent as far as that goes. And since I've been a season ticket holder since 1978, I can say that and going to games since 72. But I'm glad you got to go. And you went and saw the Rangers after. That was a great game. Ended. They won in the last second, literally.
Yes, it was a very exciting game.
Well, I'm glad that you got to do that. We are live today, so if you have a question out there, you can call the studio at 631-451-1039, and I would be privileged to answer your questions about personal injury. We are going to have our special guest on the show again, Christina, and Christina is my paralegal, and she is an absolute marvel at no fault and the issues relating to it. We did get started last week on some of the issues, but we really need to get her back here because there are certain things that we didn't go over, and we think it's important for you to know and have that information. I want to give a couple of shout-outs here today, Amanda, before we start.
Yes.
My daughter, Danielle, is actually here with her chap, James, her boyfriend, from across the pond from London, and so glad to have them here, really so excited to have here. You know, this is a great week that we can celebrate Thanksgiving, and now that the international flights have been relaxed, just so glad to see her and James again and have a great week with them. And also wanted to shout out to my new client, Erin, and her mom, Cindy. Really very fortunate and blessed to be able to represent Erin and try to help her get justice. And her mom, Cindy, of course, is there to back her up on that. And it was really nice meeting both of them. So we're going to continue today on our series on no-fault law and what you need to know about New York serious injury law. We've talked about it on several of the shows, but it's really important stuff because it's not something that most people understand or know, and we want you to be able to manage the process and be able to get through it successfully. And if you do have a serious injury, make sure that you are compensated from a third party, while at the same time, under your no fault, be able to get your lost wages and your medical expenses paid. Now, no fault law, as we've told you previously, provides for the recovery of your economic damages, like lost wages and out-of-pocket expenses and medical expenses. But we've discussed together prior that your ability to be compensated for your personal injury is not automatic. So that's from the third party. That requires us to be able to prove you have a serious injury, not just an injury. When it comes to a motor vehicle accident, a serious injury. And we're going to go over some of the details of that again today. I think it's important. It's not just a matter of important for purposes of a recovery. It's important to make sure that you're getting the benefits that you're otherwise entitled to get. Now, you should commit first and foremost, right, to put your health first, Amanda, right?
Yes, and that is definitely the first thing that I know you, when you do an intake, tell to the client. You know, their health is the most important thing. Getting them better is the most important thing.
And, you know, we really do feel that way because the reality is money is money. Money will not oftentimes compensate you or get you back to the place you otherwise would have been. But at the same time, we want to maximize that return. We want to make sure that you get fair and just compensation. And you do, in fact, get covered for lost wages and medical expenses at the same time. Now, what's important about seeking out an experienced personal injury attorney like ourselves is that while the process itself may seem simple, it really is not. And it's important that you go through the process in a way where you're making sure you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's. We want to make sure that you understand the importance of caring for yourself or your injured loved one, because the law can be harsh at times to those who are genuinely injured but fail to take proper action to seek the proper medical care and timely medical care, right, Amanda?
Yes, and I think we also see that with no fault as well as bodily injury, and definitely we'll have Christina on later to talk about those aspects of no fault where people need to be aware that they need to take action timely.
So when we've spoken on the show prior, we said that in New York, we have what we call the no fault law, and the no fault law says as follows. If you're in an accident, the vehicle that you're in will cover you for your medical expenses and your lost wages, whether or not you were seriously injured.
Correct.
So if you have any injury, and it doesn't have to be serious, you're still entitled to get compensated. Now, that's under the policy, the first party benefit policy of the policy of the vehicle you're in. Either you're driving, you're a passenger, or if you're a pedestrian that you were struck with. And the difference is that that'll provide for medical benefits and lost wages. But what it will not provide for is conscious pain and suffering from a third party. Right, Amanda?
Exactly. And that's when we talk about something being a serious injury.
And so the way this process works, and we had Christina on last week, is it's necessary to file an application. It's called an NF2, actually. And that application is required to be filed within 30 days from an actual accident. And if it's not filed, the insurance company will take the position that you violated a policy condition, and none of your medicals are now going to get paid. Your lost wages are not going to get paid. So it's important that you do seek out a personal injury lawyer, someone who's experienced. We really hope that you'd seek us out because we'd love the opportunity to represent you. But to make sure that your rights and your protections and your rights and your compensation is properly taken care of. Now, specifically, we as your lawyers will need competent medical evidence to prove that you did sustain a serious injury within the meaning of the insurance law, and it's section 5102-5102D, and that requires us to show certain things. And each one of these categories provides for what it is and what constitutes a serious injury. If it doesn't fall within one of these categories, then you may be able to continue and to recover for your lost wages and your medical benefits, but you are not going to be able to sue or bring an action for conscious pain and suffering. And that's the distinction. And what our hope here is, as we go through these categories, you're going to understand it. You're going to be able to manage it within the process of treating and making sure that if, in fact, you do have a serious injury, you'll know what to do. We want you to know what to do. We do not want you being taken advantage of by a insurance company, and they oftentimes, and this is just reality, are not on your side. They have commercials, a lot of them, and they say all kinds of nice things, but our experience has been that they really don't fight for you. They're not interested in making sure that you get all the benefits that you should get. Their interest in is ultimately to reduce down their exposure, reduce down how much they have to pay. And our goal here is that you should get the benefit that you contracted for. You should get the benefit that you need to get better. And we want you to get better. And that's ultimately our goal, for you to get better. And if there is a serious injury, then we will examine that and assess that. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of our commercial break. And so it's really great to have you here today. It's so good to be here today with Amanda and be able to talk to you about these subjects. We just hope that we're helpful, and we hope that you stay safe. You follow some of the guidelines that we gave you and suggestions about being safe during the winter months and during bad weather. So we will see you on the other side of the commercial break. Well, welcome back to our program from No Fault to Your Own. Hi, if you're just joining us, this is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach on the program. And we are live, where we're exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. You can call into the studio live right now at 631-451-1039. And if you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com. That's myinjuryli.com. Or call 631-654-4900. It would be our privilege to fight, to get you justice, to talk to you, to meet with you. We have free consultations. We will meet with you at home. We will, of course, meet with you in our office. And we have several offices across Long Island and also across the five boroughs if you need us to meet you there. Or if you're in a medical facility and you want us to come there, we'd be glad to do that. And our consultations are always free. If we do take your case, a personal injury case, the retainer is always on a contingency, so you don't have to lay anything out of your pocket. We'll lay out expenses. If we do not make a recovery, then you don't have to pay a dime. So please listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues. We do have the great Christina actually here now. Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me back. I'm so excited.
We're glad to have you here, Christina. So if we're going to talk about no fault, really, we can't do it without you here. Last week, I know you really were very good and you enlightened us on a lot of things. And we're going to talk about a few more things today. And I think important things, things that people need to know. So getting back to serious injury, Amanda, serious injury means a personal injury which results in what?
The first one's death.
All right. Well, that's one, that one's self-explanatory.
That one's permanent.
And that's, you know, a terrible situation, which simply means if someone dies as a result of an accident, then their medical benefits are paid through no fault. There's no question. The next one we have is we have dismemberment. And dismemberment means literally losing part of your body. And if you do have that, and if you have that happen to you, then that would be a serious injury. We also have a category known as significant disfigurement. Amanda, what does that mean?
So significant disfigurement isn't just, you know, disfigurement. It has to be substantial. So, you know.
So it would lead you, it would lead actually to you to be scorned by somebody else, actually. And what that means is, it means that it's not something that where you have a scratch and the scratch goes away. It would be something that really would be significant in terms of how you would feel and how the world would see you. And, you know, those are very hard to categorize. Some of them, depending on the person, would be more significant than it would be to somebody else.
And right. A lot of times we have clients that come in with scarring on their faces. And, you know, we try to argue that's a significant disfigurement. But like you said, it's different for every person. It's different for a child versus an adult. So, you know, that's why you also need an attorney to kind of put all that together for you.
And the category, next category is a fracture. A fracture means that a break of a bone.
Right.
And there's different types of fractures. Some fractures require surgery. Some don't. You do not have to have a fracture that requires surgery for it to be a serious injury. Any fracture would meet that definition. What doesn't meet the definition, because the courts have said it, is if you have a fracture of a tooth. and the tooth itself being fractured doesn't constitute a serious injury. However, oftentimes that the tooth can lead to other serious injury. And so, as an example, if you have a fracture to the tooth and now the tooth has to be removed, and as a result of that, there's some type of loss of bone, there's some type of problems that you have that are relating to nerve issues. There are a lot of different things. So, and what I also find, Amanda, and I know you've seen it, is on fractures of teeth, they oftentimes are accompanied by other injuries such as, and we heard from a doctor in one of the other shows, temporomandibular joint dysfunction, which is the joint in your jaw where your jaw essentially connects to your face.
Exactly. I was just going to bring up Dr. Pantino being on here and describing to us that he actually used to review a lot of these dental cases and talking about tooth fractures and what else that leads to. So it's interesting.
Now, another category, which is really sad, very sad, and I've had numerous cases like this, is where someone loses a fetus.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's a horrible situation to be in, and it's terrible for, you know, a person who's pregnant, a mother who's pregnant with a child, to lose a fetus. And the law recognizes the seriousness of that. And that could be at all different times, too. It doesn't mean that the fetus has to be 9 months. The fetus can be something that literally just is a month or 2 months or 3 months. Because the recognition is if somebody loses a fetus, it's a major thing in someone's life. And the loss of that could have great impact on a person. And I've seen those cases in different realms. One of them are where it happens oftentimes where you have a significant impact and someone's wearing a seatbelt and puts pressure on that area of the abdomen and it causes that. But it could be from different things. It could be from a situation where the person is in a car accident and, you know, they don't think it's really that big of a deal, but there was tremendous whiplash and there was tremendous force that's rendered onto their spine, and that sometimes could trigger it. So there's all different things. We are required, though, in that, too, to be able to prove it. So it's not enough that someone has a loss of a fetus. We have to prove the causal connection, and that happens through medical support and medical evidence, and that's where we come in. We need to look at it, we need to examine it, and we need to have that person make sure that they're able to provide their treating doctors and a treating doctor support of that terrible loss. We also have something called permanent loss of use of body organ, member, or function or system, and that means permanent total loss. And what that means is essentially you can't use that body part anymore. And so if I had paralysis, let's say, to my arm, and we've had them, I've seen them in motorcycle accidents, that if that loss of use is permanent to that body organ or function or system, that certainly would qualify it for that. But the next category says that you don't have to just have a permanent loss of a body system. You can have a permanent consequential limitation of that body system. So, Amanda, some examples of that would be what?
Something like decreased range of motion of, let's say, your back or your neck, which we have with a lot of people, actually, that are in serious accidents. You know, oftentimes they're not able to move the way they were prior to, and that's a significant limitation for them.
And, you know, I've seen them in all different kinds of cases. We have them in head injury cases. And so the brain, of course, is the computer for your entire body. And if that brain gets injured, and oftentimes it will, it can get injured from an actual impact of the head. Or sometimes it doesn't have to be an impact actually of the head. It could be a whiplash. And what happens is the brain bounces around inside of the cranium, and a person can have permanent consequential limitations. So there are people that I've represented. They have imbalance or dizziness that just will not go away, and they've tried everything that they could to try to resolve it. It doesn't resolve. I've had situations where people have permanent consequential limitations of arms or legs or their back. Again, each one is different and really requires an experienced personal injury attorney to look at it and make that analysis in determining whether or not you meet one of these categories. And We also have another category called significant limitation of use of a body, function, or system, or a medically determined injury or impairment of a non-permanent nature, which prevents the injured person from performing substantially all of the material acts which constitute such person's usual and customary daily activities for not less than 90 days during the 180 days immediately following the occurrence, which simply means you look at the 180 days after the occurrence, and within that, if 90 days, if the person can't do substantially all of their material acts, then that can constitute and will constitute a serious injury. So as we move on here, we're going to get the great Christina on here. We're going to talk about the realities of and the practicalities of how some of this applies and what we could do to make sure that you are protected, that you're going to get compensated, and that you're not being taken advantage of by some insurance company because they simply don't want to pay. And we will see you on the other side. Well, hi, this is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured from no fault of their own, please contact Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Whether auto or work-related, slip and fall, trip and fall, construction accidents, dog bite, medical malpractice, or nursing home neglect, or various other types of negligence, please contact me at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg by visiting me at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. I will represent you with integrity and passion. Living in pain from no fault of your own can be emotionally and physically detrimental and affect all aspects of your life. Please contact me, Ken Auerbach, at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900 for an immediate and free consultation and the support and representation you deserve. Well, welcome back to our program for No Fault of Your Own. I have my amazing assistant here, my associate, I should say, Amanda Spinner. Hey, Amanda.
Hello, good to be here.
And we have our great paralegal, Christina, here, and she's going to educate you again on the ins and outs of no-fault law and some of the problems that we are faced with. And just getting back to, again, the categories we talked about before about proving a serious injury, you can understand why the first six categories of injuries are more easily settled with an insurance company long before trial, because again, they constitute something that's so clear. And so we talked about the death, dismemberment, fracture, significant scarring, and or disfigurement, although again, that one, as Amanda said, is really open to a little bit more debate as to what's significant. You know, I've said to people as well, it's nice that it's not significant to you, but it happens to be significant to this person because they have to face the world with that scarring. And we also have a fracture, as we talked about already, and loss of a fetus from a motor vehicle accident, which is just really tragic. It's terrible. And oftentimes that loss and those problems are really long lasting. And you have an emotional part of that that I think all of us would understand is really, really significant and can be tragic.
Yes.
And so that those categories, though, are usually easier to show and you fight less over them. But the ones in those other categories where we talked about the consequential limitation of a body system apart or the type of injury that 90 out of the first 180 days you couldn't do the, mainly most of your material things that you otherwise did, those are the ones where there's a lot more fighting. There's a lot of litigation. There's a lot of case law and law that provides for, well, what does that really mean? And then each case has its own analysis. And we're going to go into that more on the next show and talk about what the courts have said in the state and how do we prove that and what do we have to do to prove that. But I think what we'll do now is we'll get back to Christina. And last week we were talking about, Christina, the ins and the outs of filing a no-fault claim, and maybe we can just sort of summarize again, or you could summarize for us some of those things. Before they do that, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know this is usually your day off, and the great Josiah and
Johan.
Right? your two beautiful children allowed you to come here, so I want to thank Josiah and Johan. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for giving us your mama. So... And I think you should shout out to them yourselves, though.
Thank you, babies. Mommy loves you. Josiah and Johan.
Okay, there you go. So, Christina, let's kind of talk about and circle back to what we were talking about last week. You talked about what you do for us, and you really do have to go ahead and do a lot of work to make sure that these no-fault claims are processed properly. And the first part of that process was what?
Definitely filling out the no-fault application and making sure it's filed on time. That is the most important thing in what I do. I say that's first step number one and definitely the most important, because without that, it's just a whole another slew of issues that we don't want to deal with if we don't have to.
And what's the general rule in terms of the requirement of filing that? How long do you have to file an application?
So you have 30 days from date of accident to get that into the insurance company and make sure it's filed properly. I don't like to wait that long. I know our firm doesn't like to wait that long. The sooner we get it in, the better for you guys, the better for us. We just don't have to stress about it anymore. You don't have to stress about it. So honestly, within an intake that you guys come into the firm, I'm filing it or my support staff is filing it within 24 hours of you being seen by us. Just so it's done. We don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. And it's into the insurance company.
And, you know, we have had situations where we've had to fight the insurance company where they're taking the position that it wasn't filed timely. And those are troubling at times, right?
Absolutely. We've had clients who we've had to argue with the insurance companies, and I don't mind doing that, guys. we file, like I said, within 24 hours of you guys coming in for an intake. But there are some times where they argue, well, we didn't get it in time, or the mail was held up, or they filed late. And we will fight for you for that to be rectified and fixed. That's why we have things like fax confirmations. We have things like, you know, certified mail where we show like, no, we filed in time and you're going to make sure that you pay for these clients' medical bills, because that's just the most important part, is to make sure you guys get your bills paid for the treatment that you need.
And sometimes with these insurance companies, believe it or not, they do not believe us. And it's great to have that piece of paper, that confirmation. And usually we can get them to back out or back down on that. But we're not going to back down where you have rights, and your rights are such that you're supposed to get your benefits. You paid for them. You're entitled to them. And we're not going to go ahead and let them bully you around. We want you to be treated properly. We want you to get the right medical attention and lost wages if, in fact, you're in that situation. And last week, Christine, you talked about the eligibility is requiring that if you're in a vehicle, a particular vehicle, you're a passenger or you're an operator of that vehicle, or you're a pedestrian that was hit by that vehicle, then your medical claim for that automobile accident is under what policy?
So that is under the car that you're either in or you were hit by. That's the no fault that we're going to file against. Even like Ken said, even if you're a pedestrian, it's the car that you were in. If you're a driver, it's your car insurance. If you're a pedestrian, it's the car that you were hit by.
And so no fault, again, is a separate and distinct claim from a bodily injury claim. We've talked about that. That means that under the no fault, you're not recovering for your pain and suffering. You're recovering for your basic economic loss up to $50,000. And you're also going to be able to obtain your medical expenses or get them paid. There are some other expenses that can get paid, travel expenses up to $25 per day. But what's clear here is that you need to know that you need to file that timely. You need to get to a good personal injury attorney that's going to make sure it's filed properly. And you're going to have someone who's going to follow it up so that your rights are protected. Now, in addition to the amount that you're entitled to get to $50,000 up to medical benefits and also basic economic loss, these will cover different types of things. So they cover hospital expenses, ambulance expenses, prescription drugs, diagnostic tests, such as x-rays and MRIs, and also those lost wages. But again, not your pain and suffering. That's for a third-party case. If we can prove you have a serious injury, we then are able to go ahead and bring a claim for that also. Sometimes when you're a passenger in a vehicle that is negligent, you have two claims. So you have, right, Christina, you have a claim for no fault.
Absolutely.
And you also have a third-party claim if you're seriously hurt under that same policy, right?
Right, correct.
And so that's something that we get to examine. It's impossible to know sometimes on day one whether or not, Amanda, those requirements have been met as far as serious injury. Am I correct?
Exactly, which is why it's important when you come to us that we have someone like Christina that's able to get you your no-fault benefits right away so you can start treating and make sure that you're getting better. But at the same time, we'll be able to evaluate whether your case falls under serious injury or not.
And so let's talk about some of the problems, Christina, practically that you run into. I know we only have about a minute and 50 seconds on this side, but we are going to bring you back to the other side of the commercial break. But tell us some of the things that you run into and the problems and how you're able to manage them and what should be avoided.
I think we're going to just circle back to what we said. The main issue that we run into is just not having a no-fault application filed in time. That causes a lot of issues, and I for sure will fight for you and, you know, advocate for you that whatever the issue was, it wasn't a serious issue that you couldn't get it in filed in time. But that is the most important thing, is to making sure that you have that no-fault application filed in time, because it just X's out a lot of the issues that we run into after that, whether you're treating or not treating. I mean, obviously you want to treat for serious injury and what you're feeling, your symptoms, but if you don't have that application filed in time, it just causes so many issues, which is something we eliminate right when you come in for the intake. We'll take care of that from day one, and we just make sure you don't run into that.
And sometimes clients actually have come to me and they've said, oh yeah, I filed that form, and I pull the form out and I show them a copy of it and they didn't file it.
Right.
And I know sometimes I've had to gone to you, Christina, and really last minute then try to file it. And you really don't want to do that, because we want to make sure the application is done properly. We don't want to rush something. And we want to make sure that your rights are protected, because they will, if you're a day past that 30 days, there are times when they will defend it and say, no, you violated the policy term. We're not paying your medical wages, your lost wages. Your medical benefits, I should say. So don't put yourself in that position. Don't put us in that position not to be able to help you. We will see you on the other side. Well, welcome back to our program. This is Ken Auerbach. If you're just joining us, this is our program From No Fault of Your Own. We are exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. And we are live, so you can call us live here at 631-451-1039. Starting in the next couple of weeks, we're just waiting for them. Amanda, we are going to have our very own From No Fault of Your Own t-shirts, correct?
Yes, and if you call in, you might be one of our very lucky winners that's able to get a free t-shirt.
Yes, you're going to get free t-shirts, and you could say you were the first one on your block with one of them. They are going to be outstanding. And in the unique situation that my partner actually is able to actually design that stuff. He's artistic.
Yes.
Not like me. So you'll be glad that it's Rob Steinberg doing it, not me. So if you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. We would be privileged to fight to get you justice. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. It's so great. I've been getting many calls now, actually, for people saying that they heard us on the radio and that we were helpful to you. And that's really what our intent here is. Our intent here is to try to give you information that is not readily available, and information that you really could use practically in assessing whether or not you have an injury and whether or not you do believe that it's important to come see us. And if you have the information, at least you'll have an idea as to kind of what that takes and what it's going to involve. And we do also have this program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. where we're exploring these issues. And we will come to you for a free consultation. We will let you come to us for a free consultation. And we'll see you in a medical facility if that's necessary. We'll see you wherever you want. We have offices. We can see you in Suffolk, in Nassau County, and in the five boroughs. So please feel free. Give us a call. We really love to help you. So let's get back to the great Christina now as Christina continues to enlighten us. And when I say that, the great Christina, I really mean that, okay? Because she is a person that we have to rely on for a lot of the day-to-day things when it comes to no fault and clearing up problems, and really sometimes really going on the attack with an insurance company that's not being reasonable. I remember Christina just last week, we had a situation that involved an examination, I believe, of a client. And what happens, Christina, let's just talk about that for a moment. A client is treating now under no fault. Mm-hmm. And what happens with that after a period of time? How does that work? Do they treat forever or how does that work?
They don't. Typically, what happens is your insurance company will send you what's called an IME, which is an independent medical examination by one of their doctors to determine if you further need treatment under that specialty. When I say that specialty, means if you're getting chiropractic treatment, then they'll send you to one of their chiropractic doctors to see if you need that treatment further. And it's determined by maybe a 30-second appointment if they need to be seen by, you know, you need to be seen further. And a lot of the times our clients are extremely frustrated because they walk into an appointment, they're seen for tops 45 seconds, and that doctor determines if they need treatment for an injury that's causing them pain on a day-to-day basis. And so, that's something we kind of go back and forth with.
So what they do is they'll send you to, as Christina said, an IME. And we don't believe they're independent.
No.
and it's frustrating. And I'm not going to say every single one of the IMEs isn't, but the great, 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 great majority of them are. And it's very frustrating because a client says, listen, I'm in pain. I paid for my insurance. And now my insurance carrier is not giving me back what I paid for. Mm-hmm. Right. And so they'll send you to this person. They'll say you reached maximum medical benefit. Those are the buzzwords.
Right.
Which means that you're not going to get any better from this particular modality of treatment, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's neurological, whether it's orthopedic. And now what they'll do is they send a notice and say you're now denied. And it's very frustrating, and there's certain ways that we try to manage it. First of all, we try to manage it to make sure our clients have to go to these exams. If they don't go to the exam, they will go ahead and they will deny all your benefits retroactively. Right, Christina?
Correct. And that's something that people, I feel like, need to understand is if you miss an exam, it's your contract with your insurance company. You have to go, and we make it very clear to our clients, we need you at this appointment because it's much better for you to be denied for one specialty than all of your benefits back to date of accident. That's extremely frustrating.
And we did just recently have a client who unfortunately did miss some appointments, kind of for a couple of different reasons.
Right.
And she was denied her benefits all the way back to her date of accident. However, thankfully, through Christina and I, we were able to get her benefits back for her. So sometimes it takes a little bit of fighting, but obviously the best thing to do is to go to your IME appointments, regardless of what that outcome is going to be. You need to, you know, make sure that you're going and
absolutely
sustaining whatever treatment that you need to get.
I mean, I had one where my client's spouse actually had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And they literally raced to the hospital to be with their spouse, which is the appropriate thing to do. And the insurance company's trying to fight them and say, well, you didn't come for this examination. And I'm like, well, sorry. You know, they had a little bit of a more important thing to do.
Right.
So, you know, you run into these situations. We don't want you to be in these situations. We want to make sure that you are protected. We had one recently where during COVID, the client was noticed. Now, they have to notice you of these examinations. They have to send you a notice saying you have to go to the exam. And they're supposed to send us the notice as well. We're supposed to be copied on it. We will appear for you as well. So if they don't notice you and us, then that is an argument that we make that they didn't comply with the insurance regulations and the contract and that they cannot deny your benefits for failing to come. But we had one recently, Christina, if you recall. And I know you had to fight them really hard. And what happened in that scenario? Do you remember?
So we actually got the insurance company to overturn what they originally said, which was our client was denied back to date of accident. And we fought tooth and nail because you can't. Insurance companies like Kendra said are not supposed to notice you and not notice us or vice versa. And when that happens, it's just a mix up of, well, do I go? Do I not go? What is this appointment? And if we're not on notice, then that's a valid argument. And we actually were able to get our clients' benefits reinstated back to date of accident. We got them a new IME. And it's just a fight that we don't want you guys to have. I'm more than happy to take it on. And
well, I think in that one, too, it was even worse because what they did was they sent the notice to our office, and the notice to our office, the street wasn't spelled properly.
Had the wrong address to us, had the incorrect information for our client. It was a mess.
And didn't even have it. Didn't have a zip code. And I remember you being on the phone with them, and you were incredibly frustrated and quite direct with them that mm-hmm. this is ridiculous, because they were taking the position that, well, it was only off by one letter. Yeah, okay, it was off by one letter, but it was a different word. It was not the street without a zip code.
Yeah, right. I specifically remember the adjuster telling me on that case that it was just a typo, and that, you know, the it should have gotten there, basically.
So, you know, our response to them is, really, it should have got there. So did our client's check get to you on time to pay for that premium? Yeah, it
absolutely
got. And our client had to send it to the right address. So they expect that you're going to send it to the right address. You're going to notify us properly. But these are the fights that we get into. And really, this isn't a fight that you really want to have on your own.
Exactly.
Because we're used to it. We know what they're trying to say. We know when they're trying to go ahead and, unfortunately, put you behind the eight ball. We don't want you to be there. We always want you to be in a spot where you are protected, that you have the rights to your benefits, you've paid for them, and you're hurt. And when you're hurt, the last thing you want to do is be fighting with an insurance company on your own. Let us do that. Well, we're going to close. We have about a minute to go here. Christina, anything else that you could think of specifically to remind somebody to do?
I think we're going to just reiterate really quick. If you are hurt, definitely go to a great personal injury lawyer, Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg. And just make sure that you are dealing with somebody who understands that you are hurt, and that is the most important part, is getting you better. And let us do the rest. You worry about healing, you worry about going to the doctor, getting better, and let us take on the fight, because we're used to it and we can handle it.
And that's why I brought the great Christina and the great Amanda on the show. They are two amazing, amazing people working for our firm. We are a family in our firm, and we will fight for you just like we'd fight for our own family. We will fight for you.
Absolutely.
So we will see you next week. Please be safe out there. And when you come back to you from no fault of your own.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.